Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, please make sure you check out Judge Steve tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC and Hulu. Steve Harvey's court is now in session. The judge is in the building for a 2-hour season finale tonight, Steve. What?
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 Who?
You, man, you.
I know you did not just say a double run.
I said it.
In prime time.
Yes, yes. Look
on
at God.
A major network. You just didn't say that to me, did you?
I said tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC. And who knows what I said?
Glory! Boy.
You better praise him.
Boy, you don't understand.
And why
that.
Are you praising him so much? That's
God,
a big deal,
I serve. Listen to me. I ain't ever in my TV career had a double run in primetime television. Of a show that's not syndicated. I got a lot of double runs going on all over the country for Family Feud, okay. But that's a syndicated show. This is prime time network show. You get a double run, it's because they like them numbers and they want to see what they do. We're going to leave it on twice and we're going to garner them viewers. That ain't nothing but a gift from the Lord Almighty. Thank you.
You better praise him. Right. 2-hour season finale of Judge Steve tonight, 8, 7 Central on ABC and on Hulu. All right, Steve, congratulations. We're so happy. We're so happy for you.
Sure are.
You show us the way for sure. All right, in other entertainment news, while you yet praise him, Steve, Chris Rock's mom is finally speaking out about the slap. The infamous slap, I should say, that was laid upon her son at the hands of Will Smith at the Academy Awards last month. While chatting with the South Carolina news station WIS-TV, Earlier this week, Miss Rose Rock, I love her name, Miss Rose Rock recalled her initial reaction after seeing Will strike Chris, noting that at first she, like many others, thought it was a joke. But then after Will started using obscenities, she knew in her heart that something was wrong. Take a listen.
Well, I told someone when Will slapped Chris, he slapped all of us, but he really slapped me. But so many things could have happened from that. Chris could have stepped back and fallen.
Yeah.
You really could have gotten taken out in handcuffs. You know, so what was, you didn't think. You reacted to your wife's giving you the side eye.
Yeah.
And you went up and you made her day because she was bowled over laughing when it happened.
Wow,
see, I don't think this is over. And the reason I don't think this is over is because when your mom makes a comment, and she's 100% correct, Miss Rose Rock is 100% correct. But let me tell you something. When she said she slapped all of us, he really slapped me. This ain't over. This ain't over.
Yeah.
This ain't over.
Yeah.
And I almost just say this, and it shouldn't be. Oh, no, dog. I got my mama feeling like she slept. No, this ain't over, partner. This ain't over.
Well, we haven't seen Will Smith for a while, and that's because he is in India seeking solace and reflection at a spiritual retreat, okay? Will was spotted in casual attire, and he smiled and waved at cameras after landing in India. It's the first time he's been seen since the Oscar slap. Will was greeted by fans and graciously took a number of selfies. Will is reportedly in India to meet spiritual leader there, Sadhguru, who Smith and his family met with back in 2020 in Los Angeles. So that's where Will is. That's what he's doing. India. What? What, Junior?
Nah, he trying to play crazy. See, you trying to play crazy. You trying to avoid his ass. You trying to buy out gracefully. You trying to put your hands together. Namaste.
You're not buying it, Junior.
Namaste, nothing. I know you trying to play crazy. Spiritual guru. Where God at? That's who you need to be talking to. Because the whole Rock family looking for your ass. They slapping Smiths everywhere. Tony Smith, Greg Smith, William Smith. Anybody last day Smith getting their ass knocked out.
Hey, I'm trying to go. Junior, let me tell you something. He could have saved all that money, all that flying over there. He could have flew right into Dallas to the Potter's house and saw Bishop Jakes. You ain't got to go over there talking to these people right here. Old Dalai Lama, Lama got dollies, all this here, all up in a Tibet mountain, got on a little orange robe, got a little, got some incense. We are going to come back with incense and selling sandals, orange robe. Yeah. Okay, we still going to know it's you, though.
It won't know it's you.
Wow.
We'll come back, hum my ass. Hey, right. Will, when I see you,
he's doing something.
I ain't knocking it. I don't know the people he over there visiting. I ain't talking about them.
Right.
We'll try to go get in no cave now, though.
Yeah.
And this is not the first time we've seen him since the infamous slap. I want to point that out too, because his ass was at the party with the Oscar, right after the slap.
Big Willie style. Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, though, they'll still be looking for that Oscar.
Okay, we got it. When you said it the first 10,000 times.
Where the Oscar that Will ain't saying? But he stood up the whole flight.
I thought he was
going to
turn it back in. I actually did.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we're moving on. 20 minutes after the hour. Did you all see Mary J. Blige yell at Kyrie Irving at the Nets game? We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.